Okay. Here we have the Alanisa. Anyone prepared to say the Gemara from Dalai Lama Aleph? Where are we up to now? Actually not. We didn't finish. Thank you. Trying to decide, should we skip it or not? Let's say it quickly. I want to finish this sugya shem asleep and how we'll do it. Right, let me say the Gemara. Achav Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom of the Amud. Then let's just say quickly the question of where we include our nieces. We started yesterday. I need this little piece of Gemara on Achav Gimel Amud Beis. My Shem is Chayful. Amar Rabba Shem Eshel Truma Shnitmo Amai Kovo Shem is Chayful Ahol Was Chayful Omi. Truma Shabbos My Time Alone. Since there's a chi of sreifa, why can't you use it for Shabbos? And you have to add, and it's mutu bano. Not like kadoshim, that's also bano. This is mutu bano. My time alone, he told shemitza all over varo, zeyo shemayate. We covered and touched upon this yesterday already. Why, since he's anxious to fulfill the mitzvah of getting rid of it, right? Now, actually, if you look in Rashi, look at Rashi Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Four lines from the top. Mitzvah Lischo Fetzatruma Shenitvo. So Rashi gives two reasons. One, a gzero. Kodesh is also to burn and have an oil from it. So Kodesh is also to burn, as I explained to you yesterday, because it's a maleches machshevus. The chul of burning for no purpose, it's a malocha shein sicha legufo. It couldn't be an Isu Daraisa. Time to burn, maybe Makalko, destroying something, you know. It's not a Melechas Mashavis. Kodesh is a Melechas Mashavis. Why? Since there's a mitzvah, the soul for, you fulfill the mitzvah by burning it, then becomes an act of accomplishment. Okay? That's time number one. Dam Yele Kodesh. Truma is not.
Kodesh and Nitma or just Kodesh?
Well, Kodesh and Nitma, of course. Kodesh and Nitma is also the burn. The old Mishum Takola. Second, I'm afraid someone will make use of it. It's Truma and Nitma. I can't eat it. It's also Bachila. It's only Mutu Bano. So I'm afraid someone will go ahead and use it for salad dressing. So both reasons are the Rabbonan reasons. Right? One is Gzeira Otu Hegdish. Ogzor or to Kodesh, right? Second is, Zeir Hashem Yovel Ochlo, like Chomaz B'Pesach. You shouldn't keep it around. Zeir Hashem Yovel Ochlo.
Why burning Kodesh on Yom Tov? Why is that Deraisa? Should okay. be even the Rabbanan.
Okay. Because, we'll get to it soon, but right now, because the act of burning the Kodesh, right, since you can't have Anah, it's not so Ruach HaNefesh. Then it's a Moloch HaSura. And what kind of Moloch HaSura? A Moloch HaShiyesh Bo Tikkun. There's a Takona in his burning.
Right, but it should be just like Truma. Separating Truma and Yom Tov is just Nirabana. Because of Shemit.
No, we're not separating Truma. We're burning.
No, I know that, but it's not... There's no actual... Yeah, you're now allowed to do it, but there's no actual Moleches Machshavis. It's not like building something. It's just... Okay, fine, since we have...
Okay. I'll give you so register your mind easily. I mentioned to you once already, I think. Or maybe not, I intended to anyway. The minhag to light a Yisko candle.
Asur.
Okay? A Yom Tov?
Yes.
Muto or Asur?
Asur.
Asur?
Nefesh.
Why?
Also it's Nefesh.
Why? Because it's not a Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. That's called Ner Shel Kavod. Ner Shel Kavod is also. Burning is also on Yom Tov. Ein ben Yom Tov v'Shabbos al Ochel Nefesh b'Lvod. It's not for Ochel Nefesh also. So what happens, Boshel, by us, second day Yom Tov, or first day of the second days, meaning it's the light for Yisko, so you light the night before. Night before you can't light on Yom Tov. Night before is Yom Tov already. So if you want to light it, what you have to do is light it in your bedroom, where the bedroom light is off, and while it's lit, it provides light for the bedroom. So it's a constructive act. It's Yesh Bo Ochel Nefesh. Right? Then you're allowed to light it, and then you can take it down to the kitchen half hour later. The idea is, Havoah is also the Yom Tov. Okay? Only Havoah is Ochel Nefesh. There's a Svara in the Gemara, Machlokis, but Havoah was Mutar B'Yom Tov, some Havoah was Mutar under all conditions. But we pass it not so. And then, so, the burning of Kodesh is a Malocha. Why is it a Daraisa though? It has the same qualifications as a Melech HaShabbos, namely it has to be a Melech HaStikun, constructive act. Because it's Kodesh and you pull the mitzvah of burning it, it becomes a constructive act. Follow the steps?
No, I get it,
Also
get it.
Challah, if you bake something on Yom Tov, if you made the lechem on Yom Tov, you don't burn challah. אם מי שיהיה הופעה לחם מיום טוב בסוכות ובשורות אם הופעים לחם
if you make open לחם מיום טוב that's because
you don't burn חלה
yeah
חלה
yeah
you don't burn
when you when you're baking bread on Yom Tov and you mafresh challah from the bread you can't burn that challah until after Yom Tov.
It's the same.
Okay. That's a good comparison. Okay.
Why is it that we cannot give the challah to Kohanim today?
Because that fellow who says the Kohen is a dirty liar.
it's for the chashash that they might not be.
So my son-in-law, who claims to be a real Kohen, yeah, God forbid. He claims that chalas chutzlaretz he's allowed to eat. Chalas has his own name, but chalas chutzlaretz. Come on,
why not chalas Eretz Yisrael?
Because it's chalas. It's a sophic. It's a little bit of a sophic, but chalas chutzlaretz is a double sophic. Anyway.
But is it sophic on the gavra or sophic on the? There's a kedusha to chala that isn't permitted otherwise.
Chalas chutzal is a special halacha. It's less than because the challah is also tied in the mitzvah tluy bo. But it is not many hold. It's not so chilik between the two. But so hold the challah's chutzpah is less kedusha than challah.
So what is the kedusha of challah in Eretz Yisrael?
Kedusha of challah. You have to mafresh challah and give it to a kohen. So when it comes to mafresh challah, that allows you to eat the shirayim. Give it to a kohen, he has to prove that he's a kohen, right?
But does he need to eat
so
it?
So he can't prove he's a kohen, so you have no choice. You have to burn it. You can give it to him, he can burn it.
But does the kohen need to eat it in any certain state of purity?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, nothing to do with the state of purity. You want to make it, no problem. Tell me mess, can eat challah.
Amen, so. Kohen Amen.
Yes.
So.
A Kohen Jew?
That is Onen.
Onen.
Onen. Okay. Well, that, calling attention to that Rashi, right? So you take a look. Take a look at that. We might as well finish off that point. Look at the Tosfos on Chof Hei Bet Aleph. The Tosfos Kach Ata Metzuvo Mitzvah Fesetruvo. Pirush Bekuntres Yishum Dalesav Ode De Takola. Tosfos quotes only one of the reasons. Rashi gave two reasons on Chof Hei Bet Aleph. Rashi gave two reasons, right? The first reason is Zera Otu Kodesh. Right? Second reason is Zera Shem Yovel Ochlo, Shem Takola, right? Vitam Zer Nire De Lav Dav Kishrefo, Hu Nishar Biyo. Geen pirish behavior beelu over. And in Psochem, Rashi says the exact same thing. Mishum takol. V'li nira, or v'lo nira, alo nira, or ni nira, the psof, t'muo, k'tone t'rumo t'meya, v'ad an eschofin. V'k'tone hosem an eschofin, lo yibru. So what's he questioning? Questioning is there a chiyuv sreifa or not? Or just a chiyuv of ibud min ha'olam. Okay, nira the sreifa dafka b'shem l'dam yel kodesh. But he doesn't know whether the reis or the rabbanon, umi the rabbanon. Inami mi the reis. Don't know. Taisa says b'supit mi the ikur kodesh. That's Kasha already in Tomar. Domar Sope Kamed Psochem Gavi Truma Temeo Shetasa Ziluf. Otona Betzvura Aroya Lekvura Kvura. Pirish Kigar Mashkin, which you can't burn. So you make Ziluf. Ziluf means what?
Spray, right?
Huh? Spray it. You want to get rid of it, so take it. Spray it to the wind. Right? Ziluf is a way of getting rid of something without having an or from it. And Truma Tameh, as we said, there's a mitzvah to have an or from it.
But isn't there a reach though if you do Ziluf?
Yeah?
Isn't there a reach though? Are you benefiting from the
reach? Right? Ein bo mishum ila and no isarot. Okay.
When we say biur, we're just saying destruction ba'alma?
Yeah, it's either with some destruction. So no, it's a, since the Gemara there is talking about Ola and Kray Kerem, the and Truma, that applies only to those two. But Truma, you don't make, you can't make seal of harm, because really there's a mitzvah, we'll have in a minute, there's a mitzvah, right, to have an oar from it. But what kind of an oar? A derech kim. Derech kiloyon, with a destructive use for it. Okay. Okay. What did the world say? Why therefore? Can't you use Shem and Shefa? You can use it for Neil Shabbos? For the old Zero Shem Yata. Why? Since he's anxious for it to get finished already, get burned, we're afraid as it'll get down to the lower amount of Shem and Shefa in the lamp, he will tilt the lamp so it'll burn faster. As the level of oil goes down, the size of the candle, size of the flame is reduced. If I raise the level, the flame burns brighter, which means burns faster. That's why so the two Shemayate. Plain Shemayate of Shabbos, why you can't use Shimonim and Psilos that are not compatible, that lead to sputtering. That's Shemayate, because he won't like the sputtering. He'll reach over and try to fix it. That's one Shemayate. Here you have a Shemayate, he'll speed up the burning process just to get rid of it.
What does
Alama
mean?
So why?
So he has to light his Shabbos candles before it is Shabbos, which means it's still Yom Tov. It's Shabbos following Yom Tov. So he'll be lighting the candles, lighting the oil on Yom Tov. Lighting the oil on Yom Tov, ain't sof and kadoshim be Yom Tov. And we have to add yourself, and Truma, right? Even Truma is not kadoshim. There, Truma. Onto Kadoshim. Well, meeting to the Sefer, Ein Madrikin, B'Shem and Sefer, B'Yom Tov, Milchad HaReish, Rav Raskinan. He says, no, yes, we are. We have to learn the text a little differently, like a kind of Chasur HaMechsari V'Hoch Ritoni. You should read it this way. Ma Tam Koma, that the second line is a reason for the first line. Ma Tam, Ein Madrikin, B'Shem and Sefer, B'Yom Tov, Lefi chain sofa kadosha beyamtov. Tiny kavatsi raprizda. Okay, English umbo emalikim hem beshabbos. Malikim hem beyamtov. Chus bishem eschefa. Lefi chain sofa kadosha beyamtov. And simply don't burn kadosha beyamtov. And truma auto kadosha. Okay. Here we have something a little bit to today. Let me comment on today. Today is a difficult halachic decision to join in what people are doing. Saying Hallel is no big deal. say hello, Bala Borcha. You want to say a few kapitra tehillim? Doesn't cost any money. You can say hello every single day. Those who say tehillim every day, say hello every day. No big deal.
What?
Sure, but doesn't the Gemara say someone says hello every day, how is it Megadeh?
What I mean, to say, as the Isur, right? What does that mean? Hallel meaning like with a bracha. Meaning hallel like hallel.
Oh, well, the bracha is in Megadeh. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine.
Why? Who the heck are you? You think you're God that you can make Yom Tovim? Eile Moadeh Hashem Asher Tikro Osem. Eile Hei Moadeh. Comes along a bunch of Zionists now to Israel and decide we can also make Yom Tov. That's why I object when someone's in my shul, we said Hallel today, right? And say Chag Sameach. That's also. You can't make a chag. It's also for someone to make a chag. Akum is Chayim Misa. Akum Sheshava is Chayim Misa because he made a Shabbos. No, nothing wrong with a guy who's too damn lazy to work. But he wants to make a Yom Tov. He wants to make a Shabbos. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's my reserve to me alone. There's no Chag Sameach, right? We say Mazel Tov. Yeah, it's a day of a great Mazel. Although God knows it's far from a lucky day for Am Yisrael. After that announcement, well, we lost several thousand Jews when the Arabs attacked us. That's why there's some people who really understand Jewish history who don't want to celebrate Yom HaTzibut. They celebrate Yom Yerushalayim. And they hallow with a bracha on Yom Yerushalayim. That was a good day. But a day that led to the tragedy, we lost Yerushalayim. I mean, I said, follow up, what happened after Yom HaTzibut? Not a happy day. But politically, historically something. Yom Yerushalayim, that's true. We had a country, right? And we, Kadosh Baruch Hu made those idiots, those who show him, right, attack us and ended up with Yerushalayim being ours.
So how can you institute a bracha on Yom Yerushalayim?
That's the problem. That's the real problem. Problem is, how can we make a chag? That's the problem. That's why many of the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael are not happy with it. In the Mir Yeshiva, yeah, I was there. '71, '72, right? And they said, well, Shiva said, to say hello. Yeah. And the boys walked out. Yeah, a few stalwart remained. It's a highly politicized decision, but really it was a simple issue in halacha, whether it was wise for them to do what they did. That's why I think it was a stupidity on the part of the yeshiva here to celebrate Hey-Eo. What the heck is Hey-Eo? Who made Hey-Eo into Yom Tov? What then? You want to identify yourself with the people that are to soil who are doing something on this day. So this year they said, do it Vav-Eo. Vav-Eo, fine. Hey-Eo, Vav-Eo. It's not a Yom Tov that you're worrying about, you violate a halacha. Right? What are you in? It's an identity with what the struggles of a people to maintain Eretz Yisrael. So they decided that the struggle, right, is theirs. They do the struggling. And they decided they want to struggle without Chil Shabbos. So they did, and I'm impressed that the secular world there, they went along with it, right? They decided if I have Yom Kippur, Yom HaZikaron, right, that'll be on Sunday, right? And Sunday, anyway, too close to Shabbos, all the preparations, hanging the flags, and then it'll be too much Chil Shabbos, so they decided to postpone it. It's a secular demonstration of support to Eretz Yisrael. The idea that suddenly Heir became holy, and you must do Dafka Heir, and the other people, right? I'm waiting for the Mashgiach to decide that to say to the Yomo, you have to observe 2 days. The boys would agree.
Maybe the miracle is Gufa that the Chilonim agree to push off Docha Yom HaZikaron.
Okay.
But you're also breaking the solidarity with the country that you're supposed to be supporting.
That's unsafe. What do you do?
And saying Hallel on a day when they're mourning.
Right. We said Hallel this morning. Yeah. And it's. I must tell you that our morning minyan generally is a packed shul. Today there was half the number of people. Because they know we say halal in our shuls, the half of people that didn't want to come. Not twice the number of people, but half. That's Monsi. Gila Kadosh is the Monsi.
And also this morning it was where I davened this morning it was fuller because we didn't say Hallel.
Well, they didn't say Hallel.
Yeah.
It's fuller.
It's a game we play. It's called Fumer than Thou. Okay, can someone say this? Not too much Hezbollah. Get down with this.
So they asked, do you need to mention on Hanukkah? Do you need to mention Hanukkah and Birkas HaMazon? Kevin the Rabbanan who lo madrich, and since it's only a rabbinic zera, so therefore lo madrich, and therefore we don't mention it in Birkas HaMazon. Or maybe since Persuminisa happened, therefore you're obligated to mention in Birkas HaMazon.
Yeah, what's wrong with that statement? No one argues, as you see, that Alanisa and Shmanesa will say. That's the nicer. But even with Rabbanon, right, there we should mention it. No one's questioning by saying Alanisa in the Amida. Look at Rashi. We didn't get that far. Rashi trying to defend. What kind of statement is the Rabbanon? Everything is the Rabbanon. Shmineser is the Raisa. Well, you say, But in Bola Haskir, Maskir Odo. Also very, very strange halacha. What is he saying? It's optional. Up to you. You like Alan Nisim? It's a nice feeling. You want to include it? You can include it. But don't have to. In the Amida, you have to. Made at the corner. So why in the Amida yet? It's a bit of Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. Look at Rashi. So Rashi gives an explanation. Do kulo milso de chameko ikolo do aniskena. Remember, we discussed that in detail. The Hanukkah, there's a chiyuv of isa malocha, no. A chiyuv of mishteh, right, they made it for yimei mishteh, right? Machlokas. The Rambam seems to say yes, and the Rabbi says no. Right. Is it a day of Hallel v'hodor? Yeah, everybody agrees. So since it's a day of Hallel v'hodor, certainly in the Amida, we don't question. But in Birchas HaMazon, it's not a time of Hallel v'hodor. Hallel v'hodor is a time of tzibu, a time of tefila. Not when you're eating two and a half pieces of pizza, right? And you had a wash to it, you're going to bench. Okay? Continue.
Rav Huna bar Rav Yehuda klai l'bei Rav. Rav Huna, son of Rav Yehuda, was a guest in Rav's house. Sarv l'aducha b'boni Yerushalayim. He explained that you should mention in the bracha b'boni Yerushalayim. Amar l'Rav Sheshes k'tfila. That he answered back. He said, no, it should be just like tfila. Ma tfila b'hoda. Just like by tfila, it's in modin. Birkas Hamazon b'hoda. So it's by Birkas Hamazon. It also should be in the Birkas Hoda in modin. They asked, do you mention Rosh Chodesh and Birkas Hamazon? If you want to say that on Chanukah it's Derabanan and therefore you don't mention it, but Rosh Chodesh Deraisa Tzarech, but on Rosh Chodesh, which is Deraisa, you do mention it, or maybe since there's no Issa to do Melacha on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you don't mention it in Birkas Hamazon. Rav Avraham Maskir, Rav says that you do mention it, that you need to mention it. Rav Chanina Amar, Einu Maskir. Rav Chanina says you do not need to mention it. Amar Rav Zrika, Naku de Rav Yedecha, that we hold on to the opinion of Rav. The Kai Rav Ushia Kavasi, because Rav Ushia holds like him. The Tani Rav Ushia, as it states, Rav Ushia, Yamim Sheishmem Korban Musa, Tegon Rosh Chodesh,
Right.
Because what does Rushia say? He says that in the day where you have a Korban Musa, for example, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, Arvis, Veshachar, Sumincha, then you pray in Shmon Esrei and you say Mayin Mora. Then you say Yalla V'Yavo. And you say it Be'avoda. V'imlo, and if not, V'imlo Amar, if you do not say it Maskirna, so then you have to repeat it. Ve'en Be'en, Kedushas Alakos, you don't make special Yom Kiddush, the Yishbem Haskar of Birkas Hamazon, and you mention it in Birkas Hamazon Yam Yishem. And you mention it in Birkas Hamazon. This follows the, and we see over here that it meant that we follow the opinion of Rav that you are obligated to mention in Rosh Chodesh in Birkas Hamazon. You're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh in Birkas Hamazon. Yam Yishem Ben Korban Musa Kegon Sheni VeChamishi. On the days in which you don't have a Korban Musa, for example, on Monday and Thursday, B'tainis, and on a Tainis Umamados, and on the days where they would gather, I think Umamados is
exactly what's it?
Umamados are just gathering.
The what?
Umamados.
Umamados is at Tanesim. When they would go to a Tainus, but they're Bamados regularly. Each unit of 1/24th, Am Yisrael were broken up into 24 districts. Right? Each district provided the Kohanim Levim for the Avodah, but not everybody. A representative group went to do the Avodah, and the people who stayed behind did the Mamados during that 2-week period. And each one served basically for 2 weeks, except for Yom Tovim, where it was a free for all. And during that time, there were the Mamados. In many of these Sidurim, you can still find Tfilas called Mamoda. Some of those are the Mamodas that they said, but the Tfilah Mamoda that some people say. Because that was a responsibility for Yisraelim. That's how we joined. Remember, they went there as our shluchim. Remember, they brought a korban tzibul. What kind of korban tzibul? I'm part of the tzibul. Right? They came as my shliach, and they brought the korban tomid, all the korbanos. So the mamodos were the tfilos that were said by the people who stayed behind.
Sheni v'chamishi mai abdil. So why on Monday and Thursday would you even have a havamina to think that you make yalla v'yavo? Ella sheni v'hei ubei shel tainis. Rather, we're talking about Monday, Thursday, and the next Monday of the tainis, and mamodos, and also mamodos.
This bahab.
Anytime there's a fast, Monday, Thursday, Monday.
So what would that happen?
What?
Rabbi, this is a common occurrence. They would have Monday, Thursday, Monday. Like this happened a lot. Like this happened a lot. This cycle of fasting would be Monday, Thursday, Monday.
That's when they're going to tainus. When they're going to tainus, things are not behaving. So then they get to the third stage, like Mon Tainus describes. They didn't, because Bohu didn't respond to the Kshomim the first time, then the second time, the third time, they go to Mamoto. They go to Tainus, Sheini, Ochamishi, Vishin.
Interesting, okay. Something like that. I'm just curious. Okay. Go ahead. Arvis v'shachar s'mincha v'polish v'omer mayim o'ore, v'shomea tefila. An Arvis v'shachar s'mincha, you daven shmon esre, and you say, yalla v'yavo, in shomea tefila. V'imlo amar, in maskirna so. Sorry, Aninu, sorry about that. V'im lo amar, and if you don't say it, ein maskirno, so you do not return and say it again. V'ein ben askaras b'birkas hamazon, and you don't mention Aninu in b'birkas hamazon. Ibailu ma'o lahaskir shel Chanukah b'musafim. When Chanukah falls out on Rosh Chodesh, do you mention Chanukah in the Musaf? Sorry, or if it falls out on Shabbos also, do you mention Chanukah in the Musaf? Kevin leis be Musaf b'didei lo madrichin. Do we say that since Chanukah doesn't carry the weight, you don't give a Musaf offering on Chanukah itself, therefore on the Musaf you don't mention it? O Dilma Yom Hu Shechai Ba'arba Tfilos. Or maybe because the day itself, you mentioned throughout the day the mitzvah of Chanukah, therefore also on in the Musaf itself, you also mention Musaf. You also mentioned Chanukah in the Musaf. Since throughout the day, Shachas Mincha Marav, you mention Chanukah. So therefore, you also mentioned in the Musaf as well. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda Dar Mitir Bayu Einu Maskir. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they both say that Einu Maskir, that you don't need to mention it. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan Dar Mitir Bayu Maskir. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, they both say that you do need to mention it. You do need to mention Chanukah in the Musaf. Amar Abay, Rav Yosef, Had Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Right, Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, that which was Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rav, they hold like Rav.
Right.
To Amar Rav, Gidel Amar Rav, because Rav Gidel says in the name of Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shavis, Amaftir B'Navi B'Shavis, Ein Yitzarek L'Haskir Shor Rosh Chodesh. Right? That when Rosh Chodesh takes effect on Shabbos itself, the Maftir, the Aftorah that you read, you read it for the Shabbos, but you do not read it for Rosh Chodesh.
Chodesh is not a machayev of this kriya. Shabbos is only machayev. When you have a chiyuv, then you mention the machayev. You have a chiyuv, and you say, why machayev? Because Shabbos. Why am I chiyuv? Because it's Yom Tov. But Rosh Chodesh is not a machayev for saying the Haftorah. Shabbos, we have a takona that if you read the Torah, then you also read from the Novi. Kind of a royal protocol. If you read from the Torah, then you send along a ish mechubad to escort the king away. He doesn't just walk away. So when you read Shabbos from the Torah, then the Masakin, you should then read from the Haftorah, right? to be associated as a proper escort of the kriya. But on Rosh Chodesh we don't have a chiyuv of Haftorah. Therefore, there's no need to mention it.
Shilmali Shabbos ain avi b'Rosh Chodesh. For it was not for Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So we ask, Midami, is this really
so here too, we're not for Rosh Chodesh, right? There's no Musaf. There'll be no chiyuv Musaf for Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't have a Musaf. Rosh Chodesh is Mechayiv. Therefore, why mention Chanukah? Chanukah is not involved in that second tefillah. No.
So, me dummy, can we really compare the two? Can we really compare Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? Can we really compare that to Chanukah that falls out on that Chanukah with Musaf? Me dummy, can we really compare this? Hasam Navi with the Rosh Chodesh Leka Klal. Over there, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you never read at all
right.
Navi for Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Hacha Issa.
But Hacha here, what happened? But now it really just have to understand this as a question. It says maybe it's because the Rabbanon were masakin a nusach hatfila, and we daven three times a day. On when it's Musaf. Four times a day. So when I'm sakin and nusach tefillah, they will not go ahead and differentiate one tefillah from the other. So they ordain on this day, the tefillos of this day contain a mention of Chanukah. Not because of the mechayev, but because of a literary sense. It's a proper literary sense. The Chazal ordained this is the day in which we are going to recognize a special occurrence. And since we also ordered you to say four times a day, it doesn't make sense that we should have modified and say three times a day you should say it and the fourth day not. In other words, really, the issue of being a Michayev take secondary place to being systematic, consistent. There. Just makes good sense to do it that way. That's what the moral sense
is.
Right? Hocha is the ba'arvis shachz mincha. Right? Elo lahodamya. More actually, we'll be saying what I just said. Omar achtevoi, omar amas, omar av. Yom Tov Shacharis b'Shabbos, right? Hamavtir b'Novi b'Mincha b'Shabbos. We don't have that, right? We read the Torah on Shabbos Mincha. We don't have Haftorah. They had Haftorah too. Okay. Look at Rashi. Hamavtir b'Novi b'Mincha b'Shabbos. I couldn't find a good theological explanation what the Parsom had against reading from the Novi for Mincha. In the morning they didn't check. But Mincha time not. Okay. Nevertheless, that was exeira meaning if they catch you doing it, they kill you. Not just. Therefore, they stopped doing it. And once they stopped doing it, they never went back to Kivuch and Stalku and Stalku. They interrupted already, they didn't come back to it. No, finish this off.
Shimali Shabbos ain Navi b'mincha b'yomta. For it was not for Shabbos, you would not read the Haftorah on Mincha on Yom Tov, and therefore, that's why. Therefore, it's comparable to Chanukah. in which we don't mention Chanukah and the Musaf, because in of itself there's no Musaf obligation. The Leis Hilchasa, and this is not the halacha. The Kol Hanishmaisa, the halacha does not follow all these teachings. El Ki Yidam Rabbi Yeshuva, maybe Yom Kippurim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbes Hamet Pala Ni'ila Tzarech Lahaskir Shal Shabbos. Around Yom Kippur, when it falls out on Shabbos, you need a daven ila, and you need to mention Shabbos. Shabbos Yom. Yom Hushinichai Ba'arba Tfilis. Kasha. Right? This is a question on Chanukah, right? Just like over here, you mention four Tfilis, and you mention also Shabbos over here, even though Shabbos in of itself doesn't require any ila. So too by Chanukah as well, you should mention Chanukah and the Musaf service, just like Shachar, Mincha, Umarev. Hilchasa, Hilchasa, Amar Hilchasa, Kirbi, Krabi, Yeshua ben Kerubal?
Yeshua ben Levi.
Kekaimel and Hilchasa Kerabba. Right? When, I guess, one halacha contradicts another halacha, Amar Hilchasa Kerubal ben Levi. We say the halacha follows Yeshua ben Levi. Kekaimel and Hilchasa Kerabba. And we establish the halacha like Rabba. Dama Rabba, Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Yom Tov that takes effect on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur Hayor Lifnei HaTeva, the Shliach Tzibur goes before the Ark, Arvis Ina Tzarech Lasker Shal Yom Tov. And Arvis, he does not need to mention Yom Tov, he does not need to mention the day of Yom Tov, Shimali Shabbos, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yorad Arvis B'Yom Tov. For it was not for Shabbos, the Shliach Tzibur would not go down on Arvis on Yom Tov. Hachi Ashta Hasa B'Dinhu Da'afilu B'Shabbos Nami Lo Tzarech V'Rabbanhu D'Kunei. Here as well, Hasa B'Dinhu Da'afilu B'Shabbos Nami Lo Tzarech. Over there, the din is that even by Shabbos Nami Lo Tzarech, by Shabbos also you do not need it. Rabbanhu D'Kunei, and the Rabbanan still make a Tekana, Mishim Sekana. Aval Hacha Yom Hu Shinchai Ba'arbetulot. But over here, it's the day itself, and therefore you're obligated in for tefillot.
That's basically what we said before, that since they ordained for tefillot, it didn't make sense not to use a common plan for the tefillot. Okay, we'll finish it off.
The Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim are the Tanakama. Ekebinayo, this is the...
One mean, it's repeated twice. Lo Ba'alya, right? The Tanakama said the same thing. And Moaz no Rabbuna Amarav is the Machlotus. What's Rabbuna Amarav? You remember Rabbuna? Rabbuna said that if you add a little bit of good oil, then you can use even Alyo, which is bad oil. Yeah. But we don't know who said what. They both say lo ba'alya, but one says lo ba'alya pure, and the other one says lo ba'alya even if you add good oil to it. We don't know who said which. That's below misaimai. We don't know which one said what. But there's a machlokis implied. Namely, what if you add a little shemezayis or good oil to the alyo, will then become buto to use? One man says yes, one says not. I just don't know which one said which. That's what lomis saime means. It was not identified which randomo said what. Okay, well, I wanted to get down because it was a big piece that's missing in our understanding of Shabbos and Yom Tov, regarding the mitzvah of Sreifa. Why don't we get involved with the classic of Asei Docholosas? It's missing in the order of the Gemara that should have come in right away. So we said you can't use Shemen Sefer B'Yom Tov. Someone should have asked right away if it's a mitzvah to burn it, and Mekayim a mitzvah when you're burning it. Why don't you have the classic conflict of Asay and Alos Asay? What's especially important is whether you agree that on Yom Tov there's an Asay and Alos Asay. Then we have a simple answer. Ein Asay Docha.
Asay and Alos
Asay. That's this piece that's missing in the Hezbollah. That's why I wanted to get down to it. Let me say this for you, because critical is this Tosfos Ein Sofer Kadoshim B'Yom Tov. See for the Gemara. Ein Malikim Hashem Sefer B'Yom Tov. Right? Hashem Omer Malikim Be'itron B'Pnei Kvod HaShabbos. B'Chomer Matirin. Let me comment here. We'll try to get down to it. Not today, tomorrow. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, Yitzchak, why? It has a bad smell. Shema Yitzchak. Maybe he'll go away. What do you mean he'll go out? He'll go out and he'll starve, he won't eat? No, he'll go out, eat in the dark. Here we have first question. Is the chiyuv hadlokas ner Shabbos associated with Sukkudah, or is it independent of Sukkudah? This itron shema yetzei, right, seems to be associating it with the ma'aseh. That'll determine where should you light candles. And many Yisrael got established that we talk about light candles where we eat. Right. We'll discuss that mitzvah tomorrow. Okay. Why? Simple pshat for Rabbi Taufan is to learn. And he also knew that Shem Zayis isn't halacha l'moshe v'sina. What's Shem Zayis? It's a good oil. And there's no Zeir Shemayate. That's the big Yichus of Shem Azayas. Nothing to do with the because Shemen is part of the Shiva Saminim that in Shtab Chayot Shishchoel, all that comes in later. People give their own reason for it. What does Rav Tava mean? He doesn't want to get you involved with your understanding of which oils go good, which oils don't go good. So he says, I know, there's one thing that's clear. Shem Azayas is good. That's what you do. You stick with Shem Azayas. Mm-hmm. It's too complicated. I'm afraid of Shemayate. Rav Taufman is worried about Shemayate. But I believe it to your judgment to decide which oil is yay Shemayate and which not Yamayate. You'll get into trouble. Therefore, he said, Leaking the Shem Azayas below. Okay. Here we have this wonderful Tosfos that gives the Hezbollah in this whole sugya. Again, if I were organizing the Gemara, I would have put all this before. It's all the critical pshat that we need. My timer, why can't you use Shem and Sefer? Lefi Shein Sof from Kadosh B'Yom Tov. Therefore, Ein Sof from Kadosh B'Yom Tov, and Yom Tov Otu Shav. I mean, Truma Otu Kadosh. That's why we showed you the Rashi, Chofei Amad Aleph, and the last of the fourth line on the top. Misrael Israel, Fesatrumo, Shinitmus, the Damya Lekodesh, O Bishum Takola, the Rabbana. But this, why can't you burn Kodoshim B'Yom Tov? Right? Because, as we'll see, my time, pick the Gemara a little bit further than the Gemara. My time, Malafishe and Sofa Kadosha be Yom Tov. Minohan Amili. Who said you can't burn Kadosha be Yom Tov? Omar Cheskia, Reintona de Cheskia, Makro. Those who see you, Mimena Adboker, Banosimen Adboker, Beishi Sorif, Ain Tamalomer Adboker, Ma Tamalomer Adboker. It says what? The Korban Pesach is eaten at Chatzos. Banosimenu, Beishi Sorif. Adboker, the Adboker is redundant. You can eat till chatzos, but I know so what's left over, you have to burn. What's that boker come in? Ma tamro ma boker? Ba koso lite in lo boker sheni lischifo so. Lo sasir menu ad boker, right? I know so men ad boker ba ichi sorif. When ba boker? The next boker. The boker sheni, cholamoe, you could burn it. You can't burn it on Yom Tov. So, we know that Kadoshim you can burn on Yom Tov Zeir Sakosuv. That's a Dereise. They're not the. I gave the Hezbollah. Why? Because it's not Tzoho Chalefesh. And in addition, it's a Malachas Machshevus. You have to add that second half. Otherwise, it falls by the wayside. It doesn't fulfill the Chiyuvim of a melacha d'oraisa, because it's not a melachas tikkun. Where is it? Time to burn. Either it's mekalkel. It's a shor. It's a melacha sheitzicha legufo. There's no isur d'oraisa involved there. Why is it an isur d'oraisa? Because it is a melachas tikkun. Fulfilling the mitzvah of burning it is an accomplishment. Therefore, that burning now becomes not ochal nefesh, but it is a useful burning. Useful, but not for ochal nefesh. That's not good. And lahavdol, if you went ahead and you cooked for a non-Jew. Right? It's a constructive act. Right? Therefore, you're chayev. Even though you're cooking something, which if you cooked for yourself, would be a mitzvah on Yom Tov, to cook any on Yom Tov. But you cook for a goy, it's an isul. Why? Because there's a malocha. It's a melacha, not l'tzorach ochal nefesh. Why? Because it says, "Acha sheyochel ochal nefesh yivadi yosel lachem, lachem v'lo lakum." Abai Omar, Omar Kro, Ola Shabbat b'Shabbat, Ola Ola Schol b'Shabbat, Ola Ola Schol b'Yom Tov. Tesla will mention it, but you shouldn't have this in your background. I mentioned it quickly before. Havora has a special machlokas about it on Yom Tov. There is a sheet in the Gemara, in Megillah Beyah. Havora, Hebron Shehutu Litzorach, Hutu Nama Shelo Litzorach. And we pass in that way. The Avora is special. All the Malachos are also Shalom Litzorach, but Avora no.
Havara being destruction or burning?
Therefore, we'll learn this in a minute, Taisa will explain, but Tzorach Tzas you need. It has to be a little bit. I'll give you a good example. Mala Isha Kidei Rabosso Alpha Pisha Sicho Elo Khatihas. She can cook a whole bunch of meat, even though she doesn't eat anyantiv, she'll never eat up all that anyantiv. Why? Dilman Samal Och, maybe guests will show up. Guests haven't shown up. I'm out in the middle of the desert, in camp there. The closest oasis is 200 miles away, and so on and so forth. But a tzorach sas you need. You mamali isho tanu pas. Why? A full oven bakes better than a umtio. The heat is better distributed, having some kind of cheshvan they had. Therefore, all that baking I'm doing is shalom l'tzorach yomtov. No, it's a tzorach sas. Okay. Therefore, the question is, why can't you burn on Yom Tov? There's a Torah sas to get rid of it. It's to my benefit to get rid of it. Pick up the tasers. The Vishay is sold from Kadosh Yom Tov. Taser asks the big kasha. When I burn the Korban Pesach, and I burn Kadoshim, I can't use it as fuel for cooking something else. But Shemen Trumo, Shenitmo is different. Jump ahead to Chav Heyam and Aleph. Right? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvu, Amar Kor. You got it? A little above the half of the page. Hine nesati l'chosh mishmeres trumo sai loshen rabim v'shtei trumo sakos medaber achas trumo tehor achas trumo temeir v'yom harachmono right hine nesati l'cho. Whenever it says l'cho, it means for private use. Shelocho tehei la'asik yotachas avshilach. So I know that what? That truma tameya, you can have an oil from it. So why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? That's what I explained to you already before. Well, how do you compare the two? Kadoshim, you can't have an oil from it. And we don't pass him. Yet there's some other use from it. It's not ochel nefesh, but I have to have a utility, hanos haguf from it. Lischamim or lishum ano, either to keep you warm or any other ano. Aval havor legamri shol tzor lo hutro. Right? Elas reifas truma tmeir mutulenos b'shas reifor. Loma yoser. Ma'ishem yishem en chulin shemutel sofer alikol anosu. Otto Trumo Lefishe Schmitzel Bezevos and Migra Goa? The fact that you fulfill a mitzvah that makes it worse? Should be better. Trumo Temeya, right? I'm allowed to have an oil from it. So it's Achashe Yoche Lechol Nefesh. It has an oil saguf, no problem. What then? You say, oh, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah in doing it. That makes it worse? You get schar for the mitzvah too while doing it. Wasn't terrible. But I explained to you that's what the hezbo. Listen, this is where the hezbo comes from. Yes, it's worse. The fact that you're doing the mitzvah is worse. Why? The kivon she'osro Torah kol hanos, rak hanos chifa. Im kein havor zu eino l'tzorach hanoso, elo l'shei mitzvah chifa. Therefore, the reason you're burning it is because Kadosh Baruch Hu said you must burn it. Elo, what then? Shatora lo kpido shi'en mimena b'shas biro lo'ocha lo dachi yomtiv. Okay. You know, we are, we can, that's what I said to you. There's a melechas machsheves here. I'm doing a melocha. So why does it so haguf also? I'm using it to cook my soup, to cook my chicken. Why doesn't that cover it? The answer is that chiyuv mitzvah makes it the most dominant, the most prominent reason for doing it. The reason you're burning it, see, I can say I'm burning it to make chicken soup, right? But there's a mitzvah Hashem to burn it. Therefore, that becomes the dominant. And therefore, the China now is, but it's a melocha de rabbonon. Some to burn something is not an isur de reise. It's only isur de rabbonon. The answer is no, it's not true. To burn something without having any utility from it, that would be an isur de rabbonon. But here you have a utility from it. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. Fulfilling the mitzvah is also a utility, a useful end result. Therefore, it's a melechas tikkun. The only thing you have to explain it, that's what Taisa does. But it's still a melechas ochel nefesh. I'm using it to cook. Why does that cover me? Right? The answer is the presence of the mitzvah to burn it, the shei mitzvah, becomes the dominant reason for doing it. Look how he explains it. The question: Otu trumo lefi shei mitzvah so migil gora, or merivo vaday gora in these. Why? The kivan she also Torah kol hanos. I can't use this shemen trumo for saddle soap. I can't use it to soften leather. It's also anor. I cannot use it for a skin condition. I can use it as an ointment. I can only use it sreifa. Dafke anor shel kiloyon, anor which involves destructive. Therefore, again, in kein avorosu einzor noso, right? Elohim misasreifo. So I ask you now, why are you doing this? What act are you performing? I'm performing an act called sreifas truma tmeya. I, at the same time, it's giving off calories, giving off heat, and I can use that heat for my purposes. Fine. Elohat shatoru lo kpido sheyene mimeno b'shas biuro. Now look at the Raigis. He just explains it. I summed it up a little bit more understandable, but here you see the comparison makes it much clearer. Mida de Hava and Adorum and Adovos. On Yom Tov, I can bring a Korban and Adovo. I promise to give a Korban and Beis HaMikdash. I can't bring it. Why am I bringing it? Because I said, last week, I made a neder, I'm going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. What if I want to go and bring a shlomim on Yom Tov to the Beis HaMikdash? So, right. I got a shecht. What difference does it make? I got to shecht the animal. Right? I got to take off the skin, a whole bunch of melachos, and Rabbonon fakert. Rabbonon want you to have fresh meat on Yom Tov. But if I make it to a neder nedovo, then I'm, what's my compulsion? Why am I doing it? I'm doing it because of my neder. I have the same barbecue. Right after that, I'll make a barbecue. The barbecue doesn't count compared to the neder nedovo. So it becomes the dominant reason for doing it, becomes the neder nedovo. The dominant reason for doing it is the shemen sreifa. It's because truma needs sreifa. The fact that at the same time you can have anor from it, that doesn't change it. The tzuras hamalocha becomes, right, the neder nedovo, tzuras hamalocha becomes the shemen sreifa. Look again. Read it again. Mikivon sh'omer chavo. The vaday gora. Sure, it's worse. Mikivon sh'osro Torah kol hanos. Rak hanos chifo. Im kein havoro zu eino l'tzorach hanoso. I'm not doing it in order to have an offer. Sure I am. I'm using it under my supat. Ella l'shem mitzvah sreifo. Ella what? Shatora lo kpido shenim ena b'shas b'yuro. Lo'ocher lo dachi yamtuf. Mide de hava nedorim and nedobos. We don't bring nedorim and nedobos. Ein kheiv mi yamtuf. L'man doma m'shuchah gavoro kazochu. That's the expression, what? That when you go ahead and you eat the part that belongs to you, you say, well, that's not yours. That's Meshuch and Gavor Kazochu. Kodesh Baruch Hu allows you to eat from it. But what you did something for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You did something, so you should eat from it. The Neder Nadova you had to bring because you committed to bring a Neder Nadova. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu is a nice fellow. I'll give you a piece of meat to take home, make a barbecue. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu when he did a toiva to you. What you did was purely non-ochel nefesh. You did a chiyuv neder nedova to fulfill your neder nedova. Here too, what you did is burning shemen sreifa. Ah, you're having an or from it, like mishchuch and gavol, because Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed you to have an or from it, that's all. V'chein, shtei alechem, on Shavuos we bring shtei alechem, and it says there, didrei eina feyosa doche yamtov, according to, wait, Mandamo says, you can't cook, bake the shtei alechem on yamtov, you have to bake it before yamtov. Why? Shtei alechem, so the Kohen eat it. Why can't you make it on yamtov? It's real ochel nefesh. Af a pi shesh ben achila sodom, mishum de ikra litzor gavoa. Uleman da omar, kheven bi yom tov. Those who say, you're allowed to bake shay alechem on yom tov. You're allowed to bring the dova dova sa yom tov. Nachlokes b'sham mevisilu. Dekosova ikra shchitos av yosa namo litzor chodom. I will say first truma temeya, vaday l'shem mitzvah bir, lo l'shem hanor. Hilkoch osa b'yontif kishar kadoshim. According to this hezbo, say first truma temeya, the Yom Tov is the Isur Daraisa. But Rashi said it's only the Rabbanon. Well, Rashi said it's only, right, Dam Yele Kodesh, and we're afraid of Takola, we're afraid that it'll make a mistake and eat and use it. That comes, that's a V'ri nire. He said, I don't like that shot. Remember, the key to the shot is I have a mixed utility, mixed utilization. I have a real anor from it, I'm burning it on Zachas Avshilu. But the dominant reason for doing it is L'gavoha, therefore it's also yantiv. Comes the Ri and says, where did you get that klal? Why isn't enough that there's some anor is enough? Especially since we paskin havora kivish hutra l'tzorech hutra shalol l'tzorech. That havora is other than other malachos. Havora, plain havora is mutter as long as there's a tzorech tzas, a little bit of use. Well, here you have plenty of good use from it. It's more than a little bit of use. So why should it be mutter? Look at the Ri Nira. The Lo Shayach B'Sreifas Truma Lo Ma Meshuchi Gavol Kazachu. You can't do that. It's not a korban. Korban, you can tell now, I bring you the Gavol. And then what I take back is Meshuchi Gavol Kazachu. V'lo Domu L'Shtei Alechem. Also, Shafi Hilatzor Gavol. I don't make Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is a whole business. Whether it's a ceremonial of it, and the shira, and etc., etc., that's not me. Shall I acha fear so lots of them tenufa? See what the taste picks up. Picks up. That's a good word. Play on words. He said that yeah, everything you bake bread at home, then you have to. There's a part of the avoda is that the kohen that makes tenufa, he has to lift it high up in the air. You do that with your big bread. So you see why that's not real bread. That's govoa. That's kosher business, right? V'chein achar chita dorm dovos, osu v'lo govoa. You shecht the dorm the dovos. There's things that you can't go ahead and walk away, shecht it and walk away. I gotta sprinkle the blood. I gotta burn the emulim. It's clearly what? A ritual service. Avol truma temeya. They don't do anything like a bow. There's no ritual involved. You put it in your oven and you light a match to it. That's it. Aval truma tmeya ain't no simi man to look a bow klum. Therefore, he protests. It's not true what you say. Therefore, the Ri explains. It differently. The fish ain't sold from Kadosh Meyam to Pirit Gozu Truma or to Kadoshim. Exactly what Rashi said. What Rashi said in one line took twice the whole thing to say. Now listen to this Balabatish question. Right. What's a Balabatish question? The question that without too much Torah background, anyone would ask, he says. Vimtomar, my Iriya Otu Kadoshim. What do you mean? We don't burn Truma Temeya because if we don't burn Kadoshim, we're afraid you'll mix up Truma and Kadoshim. You think you can burn kedushim too? Mishum deisol kedushim nigzav mishum truma shalut zorech. The afilu sofer kedushim b'yam tiv osa esse v'docha osa say truma shalut zorech ein sofer. The mashma mitol pirush rashi b'sober ein asay b'seifoso ele mit rabbanan. Where is the mitzvah? Here's what he's asking. Kodoshim, you can't burn and have an oil from it. Kodoshim, you have to burn like without having an oil. Fine. So therefore, we understand you can't do it on Yom Tov. But Truma, you can have an oil from it. Right? What if I burn Truma, Shalom Tzorach? I burn through somebody, I don't want to have an oil from it. It's also, you can't do it. Therefore, how can you go ahead and ask the Truma or to Kodoshim truma, you must have an oil from it. The mitzvah of burning truma, read it for you just before. Look again at Chof Hayam and Aleph. B'shtei trumos hakosu medaber. And there's a chiyuv shel choy that the hine nisati l'choy es mishperes trumosai. Omar Rachmona shel chotei la'asika tachas avshivach. So I have a chiyuv, I must have an oil from it. So how can you compare it to kadoshim? How would you mix up kadoshim with truma? If I make you, I say you can burn truma on Yom Tov. Therefore, you confuse kadoshim. Nonsense. Truma I can only burn derech hano. Kadoshim is an isur derech hano. How do you go? Would you possibly mix up the two? Again, look aside. How can you ask a burning truma seifa because you can't burn kadoshim? Mishum neisov kadoshim Yom Tov. Therefore, nigzu mishum truma shol tzorach. I feel a soul for kadosh miyom tov. We say, we don't also say, even if you'll be allowed to burn kadosh miyom tov, according to the Great Gemara, we'll ask the question: why don't you burn kadosh miyom tov? The asay, the mitzvah of burning kadosh should be docha the los asay of yom tov. Moran says yom tov is a los asay v'asay. That's the machlokas whether it is or is not. But how do you, from there, you want to extend it now and say you can't burn truma? Truma shol is so ain't sofen. The mashma mitok pirush rashi b'samoch ain't a say b'seifosa med rabbanon. There's no mitzvah in its burning. The mitzvah is dafka to have an oil from it. Yes, Roma. The Sreifa Shumah Shalom Letzorach Lo Shriche. Why? The Shem Odom Lo Yisrofena Chinam Kiv Shor Elam B'Sivasov. Therefore, Shumah, you cannot compare to Kadoshim. It's also only Xerah Ramonon. Xerah, maybe he'll mix up with Kadoshim. If you allow him to burn Truma, he'll burn Kadoshim. But I can't include Truma into the original Isur because there's a critical distinction between the two. Truma Tameo, you must have an oil from it. And since you must have an oil from it, it's not possible that you can go ahead and confuse it with Kadoshim. Therefore, it's only Exeret Rabbanu. You can't say it's Hainu Hach. It's the same thing. Didn't explain that too well. Let me explain a little bit better. But Tosfos is bothered is how do you compare kadoshim with truma? Truma is dafke letzorech, and kadoshim is dafke shalom letzorech. It's an isur to have an oil from kadoshim when you burn. Therefore, if it was up to me, Tosfos says, the gzera will be maybe. I cannot allow you to burn truma tachas tavshilo. Maybe you'll burn it not tachas tavshilo. So the real gzeira should be gzeira truma derech hano, gzeira otu truma shok derech hano. I want to get, as Rashi said, and we said before Zera Shemayate, I want to get rid of it. Therefore, I'm not cooking anything. I don't need anything. I'll just throw it onto the I have fire going in my fireplace. I'll throw it onto the fireplace. I want to get the mitzvah of burning it and finish with it. Oh, but if you do that, you're over on an isur. It's also to burn truma tahora. It's also to burn truma tameya unless it's der hanor. The chiyuv is you must have hanor from it. Just like you cannot burn truma tahora, you cannot also burn truma tameya shalo der hanor. So there's a better gzeira to make. Abi goes a truma on truma. A reason why you can't burn truma even der hanor gzeira shema. Maybe he'll burn it. Shalok at Elchana. The Tosfos answers, doesn't use that lotion. Otu b'shuftonei askinan is a lotion he more often uses. You think we're talking about idiots? Which person will burn the truma tamei or shalok at Elchana? Why can't one from it? Therefore, it's not a fair gzera. Therefore, it's only gzera otu kadoshim. It's not a gzera. That's what he says. B'yashoma. Therefore, such a gzera is, I'm afraid people will behave in a certain way. If I'm sure they won't behave in that way, I don't make a gzera. I'm sure they won't behave in a way where they will burn the truma tameya just wastefully when they could burn it usefully. Therefore, I have to make a gzera truma or to kadoshim. What Tosfos is trying to answer. Why did you run Truma to Kadoshim? You were afraid to do an Isur. There's an easier Isur, there's a closer Isur to worry about. He'll burn the Truma, not Tachas Sevshilo, just to get rid of it. The answer is, not Choshish. No, when it comes to saving money, we're not Choshish that someone will be wasteful and waste the money. Okay, we'll stop here.
We now go into a mitzvah.